Hello, you beautiful podcast listeners. Here's what I do know. There's a lot more of you because of a couple of episodes that we've done that have got a lot of good traction, and we want to welcome you all aboard. This is the Newsish Podcast. We've been doing it for more than a year. If you're new to the podcast, Chance Horner and I sit down. We have a different conversation with different people in news every week, and I want to highlight a couple of good episodes. The way you want to get these is get into iTunes and subscribe. Look for the Newsish Podcast or wherever you get podcasts. We'd love to have you along. A couple to check out. Number 49, In Love for 24 Hours, for some reason that I still don't really understand. Chance Horner and David Schechter spent the night in Dallas Love Field and made some pretty amazing pod out of that. Another one that is a little bit different than what we normally do, but worth listening to, is called Hungry in Texas. It's a whole episode we did, 35 minutes, about child poverty in Texas, the growing problem, and we got to bring it to you through a couple of different eyes. That's it. Welcome aboard. This is the Newsish Podcast.
I feel like we've been living on another planet for 2 weeks.
When she said that and had tears in her eyes, I just thought, like, she's a hell of a lady.
I defend provolone as a perfectly acceptable cheese choice.
This is Newsish.
Okay, so this is the Newsish Podcast. I'm Chance Horner.
And I'm not Sebastian Robertson.
And then who are you?
I am David Schechter, filling in for Sebastian Robertson.
That's right. He's not on assignment. We are on assignment. We are at the Republican National Convention in gloomy Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Also known as the Democratic National Convention.
Wow. It has been a long 2 weeks.
2 weeks on the road.
We've been on the road for 2 weeks. I don't know. I had a 50-50 shot. I got it wrong. So we're inside the arena. We are outside. We're in the hall outside of the nosebleed section. This is Thursday night. Hillary Clinton is going to give her acceptance speech tonight.
Important speech.
It is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
So part of what we've been doing this whole time we've been here, we've been talking and meeting a ton of people and doing a lot of interviews. So I thought, rather than us babble on for a while, let's just go talk to some people. You want to do that?
Let's do some newsish walking.
Nailed it.
Killed it. I crushed it.
New franchise.
Can I ask you a question? We are producing a podcast for Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
So we just want to know who you are.
Hi, my name is Angela Miller. I'm here from Chicago, Illinois.
Are you a delegate?
I am not a delegate, sorry.
What are you doing here?
This is a historic moment. I've been a Democrat forever, and I actually came here to see my guy Barack pass the baton to Hillary Clinton.
How does it work if you're not a delegate? Did you scalp tickets outside? How does this happen?
Oh, no. I mean, I have arena tickets. So that's just being here just to be close to the action. So,
are you going to be able to get a seat?
I hope so. It's usually towards the end.
It's locked. I mean, like, they're not letting anybody in right now.
Not right now, no. No. So,
what have you eaten since you've been in Philadelphia?
Well, I also am friends with CNN. So I've been over to the CNN grill and I had a little grilled salmon rare.
How is the food at the CNN grill?
Yeah.
Quite tasty. It's not Ruth's Chris or Capital Grill, but it's tasty.
Did you have the Wolf Blitzer dog? I heard it's delicious.
I did not.
The Philly steak sandwich.
That was quite tasty.
How about the Anderson Cooper fries? Did you have those?
They said it was Anderson Cooper fries, but I don't know. But they were quite tasty as well. Yeah.
I made that up. Do they really have Anderson
Cooper
fries?
No, they call them Anderson Cooper fries.
All right. Go excellent.
A lot of salt on them, not a lot of pepper.
No.
Yes, we're legit. Are you legit?
Is that your question?
I don't know. No, that wasn't my question, but you checked out to see if I was
seeing if you were a media group in my area.
And what's then your area?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
She was looking to see if you were somebody important enough to be talking to. I think is what.
No. Just
like he looks kind of like Anthony Bourdain. Is it really Anthony Bourdain?
A mix of Anthony and maybe Anderson Cooper.
Gosh, I get that so much. Do you know they have Anderson Cooper fries at the CNN Grill?
I do not. What makes them Anderson Cooper fries?
A lot of salt, not much pepper.
What are you doing here today? And what is your name? My name is David.
David, I'm Sophie Stone.
Sophie Stone.
Yes, I work for the Pennsylvania governor who spoke today, and I think he did a pretty good job.
Just a pretty good job?
I think he did a great job.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you write his speech for him?
I did not. I do not do that. He writes most of his own remarks. He likes doing that.
Is that something you say, or is that really?
No, that's absolutely true. He loves writing his own remarks.
So, and what do you do for the governor?
Deputy press secretary.
Is the press secretary a real jerk, and you want that job?
No, he's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just something she says, also, right?
I love him.
Good. Tell me, what's the highlight been this week?
President Obama's speech last night. Absolutely, I cried maybe 3 times.
What parts did you cry?
The intro video was very powerful.
And through crisis and challenge, he kept fighting to move us forward.
And then when he started quoting the Declaration of Independence.
Our power comes from those immortal declarations first put to paper right here in Philadelphia all those years ago. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Very powerful.
You're going to cry right now, I think.
Thinking about it. And at the end, just thinking about him leaving.
Do you think, was that his farewell? Was he saying goodbye?
I think he's going to stay quiet for a little bit. I could see him, I mean, that year that he's going to be spending in D.C. before he leaves, so that, who's it, Sasha or Malia needs to finish school still.
Yeah.
I think he's going to stay quiet for a little bit, and then he'll come back and do something great. It's my anticipation.
Well, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Nice talking to you.
Enjoy Harrisburg.
Oh, thanks.
Move on up! Turn me into a drop. Let's talk to this guy over here. What's your name?
Abdul Qadir.
David.
Pleasure.
This is Chance.
Hey, how's it
going? Hey, Chance. How's it going?
So, what's the highlight? What's the highlight been for you?
What's the highlight been for me? Last night, hearing the president speak, I think it's certainly been the highlight. But if I could, I guess I could also shift it to when Joe Biden said, no, listen to me.
He's trying to tell us he cares about the middle class. Give me a break. That's a bunch of malarkey.
I think I've really tuned in because for certain, I'm still sort of in between on where I'll place that or what lever I'll pull. And so I think when he said stop and listen to me, I think it really made me reflect on like what are truly the things that I'm hearing that sit well and what doesn't sit well with me.
Did he just say he's an undecided voter? Is that the subcontext there?
Yeah, that was, so you don't know who you're voting for?
As of right now, and I don't, which is why I'm really prepared and ready to hear what Hillary has to say.
Wow, that was an upset. I would not have called that here at the Democratic National Convention. We found the like
one undecided voter in the whole building.
Oh, yeah. So I think for me, I'm sort of, I would consider myself a moderate. I think I'm sort of on the fence of certain things. Just sort of thinking about what Trump has been saying and certain and where he would take the country, more specifically his lack of substantive ideas, I think. But then again, then I also have some biases against Hillary, so I'm trying to sort of sway into the where will I finally place my vote.
Where's your gut leaning right now?
Where's my gut leading to?
You had to make a decision right now. What would it be?
I would hold it for my conscience. Vote with my conscience.
That was like a PR
answer.
You
should, baby. You should maybe go into politics. That was a great non-answer.
Well, you know, those things work. But I guess I'm a little bit in politics. Student government president at the Graduate School of Education, so those things happen.
Let's talk to the guy with the camera. Are you allowed to talk?
I have no idea.
Well, you just did. You started to talk.
There you go.
What's your name?
Pankaj Kharka.
And where are you from?
Boston.
Like the newspaper?
Boston University News Service.
Ah, cool. So what's the best image you've... So I should describe... Actually, why don't you tell us what's slung on your shoulder right now?
I have 260s, a 7200 2.8, and then a 1730, 2470
F4. That flew over the head of so many people. I'm a photographer, and I have no idea
what
you just
said. It sounded sexy, though. People were like, yeah, that guy's got some gear.
They're big still cameras. They're really nice.
Canon cameras, and then one telephoto lens, and one wide zoom, wide lens.
Yeah. Dumb it down for us people.
What's the best image you've taken so far? What's your best image during the convention?
The best image? Wow. I don't know. For me personally, because I actually lost one of my 200 lenses because I got into a, what do you call it, a collusion between protesters and policemen in Cleveland last week. So I landed on my lens and the front part of my lens fell down and cracked and shattered. So.
Oh no.
I wasted a lens on it, so I'll give that as my favorite shot.
So the image was worth destroying the lens for?
No, it was not worth it, but I'll tell. Yeah, but that's the most I've spent taking a shot, so I'll give that the credit.
Have you been in situations like that before that got that hairy that you get whatever?
I was covering the Black Lives Matter protests back in Boston last year, the year before, and I mean, here it wasn't as scary because the cops, they knew what they were doing, and there were so many of them in Cleveland that there was no way things were gonna get out of hand. But in Boston, it was like there were people getting arrested right next to me and people were right in front of each other's faces. So that was a little more scary than this.
So we were in Cleveland also.
All right.
And they had riot gear ready for us to use in Cleveland.
So did we.
We didn't really think we'd even need anything in Philadelphia. But it feels like the protests have been so much bigger and more boisterous here than they were in Cleveland. Can you compare the two?
Yes, I think a lot of people actually did not show up in Cleveland because the police presence was just massive, right? But I think the protests here, as you said, they've been loud, but I also feel like they've been more positive and more peaceful, though. Peaceful in the sense that no one's confronting another group, except for maybe there are some anti-LGBTQ people who are just spewing hatred, I think, but... Other than that, there are no protesters that, like, you know, they're not Trump supporters versus anti-Trump protesters on each other's faces. There are no, it's just a lot of people who are trying to stand for what they believe is right for them.
Sure.
And then other people who think they're wrong, but they're not aggressive enough or in each other's space. So over here, it's been pretty more peaceful, I think.
I have one more question. People think that journalists have this real sexy life and everything, but what's the saddest, lamest meal you've eaten this week?
Oh, can I just say that I actually had to go to sleep without eating on Tuesday because I was here all day, and by the time we tried to get an Uber, there was an hour-long wait, so we had to take the sub, and then we had to go to the convention center, take the car, and then we just went home because we were too tired. So I went to bed without sleeping. So I went to bed on an empty stomach.
Kids, journalism is for you. If you're looking for glamour.
It's fun, though. I mean, you do it because you do it for the right reasons. So I don't mind it. I don't mind sleeping empty stomach for one night. It's okay.
Cool. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks
as well.
For the chat. What does it take to get a stool around here?
Finding an abandoned one.
You have the only stool like I had for miles
and,
around.
And a TV set. Well, you know, it's kind of like just you either, you know, are at the table or you're on the menu.
You're at the table, apparently.
Well, let's just say that, you know, we have a seating problem here at the Democratic National Convention, as in if there's 80,000 seats, they gave away 100,000 tickets.
Yeah.
But I understand that the Republicans actually failed to fill up their stadium in the convention last week pretty much on a nightly basis. So if that's any indication of how Americans are going to vote in November.
Vote with their butts.
Well, they have actually pretty much this entire, you know, last century and this one too, but
Well, so what flavor are you? You seem more political than journalistic.
Interestingly enough, I'm a independent from Colorado, so I'm one of the purple people.
Are you a delegate?
I am not. I am an advocate. And this is what I'm an advocate for. I run a little shop called this. And
our day, the R Institute.
The American Renewable Energy Institute in Aspen, Colorado. So we are here promoting solutions to the number one issue facing all of Americans and, in my opinion, all of humanity, and that's climate, which trumps all disease, war, famine, pestilence, and you know, as in no biosphere, no life. So we are at a crossroads in a lot of ways.
Okay, this is Chance from the future. After that interview, my goodness, did he love renewable energy. He just kept talking about it. So we're gonna cut out a lot of that, and let's talk about some food.
How do you feel about Philly cheesesteak sandwiches?
Good. I just had one, and it was, like, awesome. Even at the stadium. I mean, I didn't even go to, like, the great Philly cheesesteak place. I just went to this little concession over here, and it got me a stool, so, you know, I'm happy.
Do you know how to order a Philly cheesesteak sandwich?
Only if it has to do with climate, but go for it. Tell me.
Well, Chance can tell you.
One wit whiz.
What? One with whiz?
One wit.
One wit whiz. But, I mean, what kind of whiz are you talking about?
Cheese whiz. Wit is with onions, and cheese whiz is the kind of cheese you want on it.
One wit cheese?
One wit whiz.
A one wit whiz.
One wit whiz.
So that's onions and cheese.
Yes, the one wit whiz.
I eyeballed the onions, but I didn't know how to say wit when I went to order. All I got was cheese.
Yeah, that's a without whiz.
We got in the situation where I kind of freaked when it was my time to order. I just did what the person in front of me did, and he got provolone.
Provolone. It wasn't bad.
I defend provolone as a perfectly acceptable cheese choice.
I'll be honest with you. I went for the, chicken tenders and fries, and then I had the, the Philly steak for dessert. But I was hungry.
Yeah, cap like it off.
Well, good luck. Good luck with your mission, and enjoy the stool.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if I like the way you said that. By the way.
We're going down.
Yeah.
Gonna pass the 69 news team right here.
Where do you think they're from?
WFMZ 69 HD. There's Cory Booker. U.S. Senator Cory Booker.
Who gave a well-received speech the other day.
He gave a rousing speech the other night.
When we as Americans help them, when we show compassion and grace, when we evidence our truth that we are the United States of America, one nation, under God, indivisible, that is when we are stronger.
He's got that weird thing when he's talking that's like yelling, but he's smiling at the same time.
Yeah, right. And his head gets real sweaty.
It's very disarming. I think that's a good quality.
Yeah, he smiles while he's yelling. We're going down the escalator now to the main floor.
I feel so awkward walking around talking into a microphone, which
I
shouldn't.
You look awkward. You look really awkward.
Thank you. That doesn't make me feel more self-conscious at all.
Look at this lady with the hat. We need to talk to her.
Oh, yeah. That's a great hat. Can we talk to you?
Hillary, I'm talking to someone. I'm tired.
You're tired? Is it the hat? Is it just the hat tiring you out?
Yeah.
You look fantastic.
Thank you. Everybody says I'm making pictures and everything all day. I'm just tired, man. I'm just waiting for Hillary.
You got it. So right now you're like what I call, you're in power save mode.
Yes.
You're saving a little bit for Hillary.
Right, right. A lot for Hillary. Can't wait to scream. I got hoarse for the last three nights. I'm going to really not be able to talk when she comes on tonight.
What are you excited about?
I'm excited about her being the first woman president. 8 years ago, I campaigned for her. And I've never forgotten when she came in the room, they closed the door to all of us volunteers, people that were working for her. And she says, I'm not going to win, but we must make sure Barack Obama wins. And when she said that and had tears in her eyes, I just thought, like, she's a hell of a lady. And I never forgot it. And I came back again. So she's in now, you know that, right? She is our new president. Donald is a ding ding. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it. What is he hiding?
I think that you should get that into her speech. What if Hillary says that in her speech tonight?
Says what?
Donald is a ding ding.
But she wouldn't do that. She would never do that.
She
She's too
that
much
to
of
you.
A lady.
She leaves
That's
that
right.
to you.
Yes, she does. And I'll surely say it. He's more than a ding ding. No, he's an ass. You know it, I know it, and the whole world knows it. He's not going to get in.
You know, any woman who's wearing a picture on her hat of Hillary Clinton.
In this too.
We just have to take that as the gospel, I think.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Tell what have you eaten since you've been in town?
Me?
Yeah.
I've had apples. This is the pears.
She's not eating in the same place we've been
turkey,
eating.
Turkey with lettuce and like tomato salad, stuff like that.
She's so much healthier than what
so
we've been doing.
So healthy.
Yeah, I'm 72 years old. I have to be healthy. I better be.
A lot of pears and apples.
Pears, apples, grapes, you know, everything good for you. Makes you feel good. You can't eat all this greasy slop they're selling in here. You can't. That's what you guys been eating, right?
Yeah, we've had like 19 Philly cheesesteak sandwiches.
Oh my God, are you serious?
At least
Where
four.
Where you from?
Texas.
Oh, that's why you got this. Everybody comes from out of town.
Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
From where?
Florida.
Florida. What's your name?
Gladys.
Gladys. What's your last name?
Evans. E-V-A-N-S.
Thanks, Gladys.
All right, dear.
Careful.
Oh, almost got run over by a...
That guy hates you right now.
Big thing of trash. You know he, like,
stink guy, man.
Trying to walk around this place, you know he has to hate it.
Here comes another one.
Here's another one. Get out of his way. So immediately outside the arena, we're headed this way, there's all these tents. Like, enormous tents that different, like, media groups use. Whoa. Somebody just tried to walk in between us, but we're attached by a mic cable. And we almost clotheslined him.
He'll never forget that, would he?
This area looks like a media carnival. There are food trucks. There's like a Midway. There's satellite trucks. And there's the CNN grill at the Anderson Cooper fries.
Bill O'Reilly is out juggling in the middle of the street.
And that's very entertaining. but it's even lit up. Like, the CNN grill is even lit up and sparkling. Like, I feel like this is a very lame media carnival.
And to just set the scene, we're basically like in Stadium Row here. We left the basketball arena. We're looking at the baseball arena.
Yeah.
And then the football arena is over here, too.
Philadelphia's got a cool setup. They've got all three of their major sports, I mean, just right next to each other. But I think it helped because there's so much parking. Like, we actually have a lot for the media. In Cleveland, we had to walk for 5-6 blocks to get to a convention center, to get onto a tram, a bus, to then go to the arena. Here, it's a little bit of a walk, but we just park into a parking lot, come through.
Yeah, very convenient.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
You know that episode of Reply All where they like just go out and they spend a day and get in trouble?
I'm a big fan of that episode.
This is like a really terrible version of that.
This is exactly like that episode if nothing interesting happened.
Somehow I found this whole process to be very exhausting.
Walking around talking?
Yeah, I'm depleted now.
Yeah. Well, you started out, where were you? You were like 59% when we started.
I was like 56, yeah.
You were 56 when we started. What's your battery at
now?
I'm
like 42 now.
Yeah.
But you know that when the battery sometimes starts going real fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably there.
Okay. So you're coming down the home stretch, which is good because we are essentially done for the week. How great is that? For the 2 weeks. We've been on the road for 2 weeks, David.
I kind of don't want it to end.
It's kind of like that high at the end where you're exhausted, but you got a little bit of that adrenaline going. And so like you're like, let's party all night.
I feel like we've been living on another planet for 2 weeks, and I like the planet. It's good. You know, it's a green planet. And we might be going home to a desert. Or it could be, you know, lush, but I don't know.
Well, nothing. It's hard to bounce back and think that covering city council is going to be cool. Not that you thought it was before, but it's it's all the travel and the meeting people and the adventure and all that kind of stuff, and then you kind of go back to the daily grind. It's a punch.
Yeah, this has been really sexy and really seductive sort of assignment.
Any other words you'd like to use to turn this into a romance novel?
No, I'm good.
But yeah, it's been a great assignment.
Would you say seductive? Seductive is a good word. You're like, you get glamored by this whole thing. Like, man.
Glamored is good.
There really could be like a life like this where you do stuff like this all the time.
Right. But you're at 40 whatever percent after 2 weeks. Can you imagine what your life would be like if it was stuff like this every week?
I mean, 9 hours of sleep, I'm back to 100%. That's all I need.
Oh, wow.
I just need a good night of sleep.
Yeah. Haven't had a whole lot of those.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I one time was awake for 24 hours.
No way!
At Love Field.
24 hours?
Yeah, broadcasting live for 24
hours.
Funny
you should mention that. I have also broadcast live at Love Field for 24 hours.
No way!
Look back in the podcast feed. We did a podcast about it. It'll make sense. So let's wrap this thing up. I think we've done enough.
So much editing. Oh my God.
So much editing.
You have to do so much editing.
It's going to sound so good. Everyone listening right now is like, wow, Chance did a great job putting that together.
Chance for the future. You did a really good job, Chance.
We hope you enjoyed the Newsish podcast. We love making it, but even more than making it is hearing from you. You can send us a message on Twitter at NewsishPod. I'm going to bring the show home right now. I'm Sebastian Robertson for Chance Horner saying, as always, thanks for listening.
Donald is a ding-ding.